Ed, good morning, gentlemen. February the 12th, 2009, the date of the last fatal crash involving an American passenger airline. But air safety now dominating the news, with the FAA so far refusing to ground 737 MAX 8s. Those are the planes involved in the two recent crashes that killed a total of 346. 737s, 52 years they've been around, with the first ones delivered in 1967. The latest generation is the MAX 8s, which began delivery in 2017. There are about 350 of them that have so far been delivered, and no airline flies more of them than Southwest, which is the number one carrier here in Las Vegas. Here is former pilot and longtime aviation attorney Arthur Rosenberg.
The world we live in is a safety-related world and an economic world. Most of the MAXs that are flying today are in the United States. To say we're going to ground all the MAX 8s in the United States would have huge economic impact, both for the airlines and for Boeing. I have never quite seen anything like this. Two brand new airplanes, only months old, with almost identical fingerprints of crash sequence. If you're asking me, if I had myself, my family, I travel all the time, would I fly a MAX today? The answer is no.
This is quickly becoming a political issue, with Republican Senator Mitt Romney calling for the planes to be grounded. So is Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, who goes on to say an administration that famously refused to stand up to Saudi Arabia to protect Boeing's arms sales has once again put lives at risk for the same reason.
Kirk, have you got anything from the president yet on this?
Keeping the planes flying, not directly, Millsy, but some interesting aviation-related tweets from the president this morning. You can check them out in detail for yourself. But in part, they read, "Airplanes are becoming far too complex to fly. I don't want Albert Einstein to be my pilot. I want great flying professionals that are allowed to easily and quickly take control of a plane." Exclamation point. As you may expect, Boeing stock is taking a big hit from all of this, down now about 16% from their recent highs.